Current state on 90.5 WKAR. For a while now, medical professionals have thought there was a connection between abdominal fat and high blood pressure. Turns out that belly fat may be more or less talking to the body's blood vessels. And Current State's Melissa Benbach joins me now with more. Hi, Melissa.
Mark, this is a really interesting story. The National Institutes of Health has given a grant to some MSU researchers who want to basically listen in on what that conversation might be. Dr. Greg Fink is a professor in pharmacology and toxicology at MSU's College of Osteopathic Medicine and is at the head of the study. And I talked to him on Friday. The first thing I found out was not all belly fat is created equal.
Many people have something of a misconception about what belly fat really is. There's two types of fat in the body, the fat that's under the skin, subcutaneous fat, and of course there's lots of that under the skin of the belly. And there's also fat that's inside your abdomen, so it's fat that is around your organs, around your intestines and your stomach and your pancreas and so forth. The fat that is risky for you health-wise is the fat that's around your organs inside. It's not the fat that's on your belly but visible under the surface of the skin. We know this because many people these days have liposuction and get a great deal of their subcutaneous fat removed for cosmetic purposes. We know for certain that has no beneficial effect on their blood pressure or other measures of cardiovascular health. On the other hand, if you look at the level of fat in the abdomen itself around the organs, which we use special techniques to measure, that correlates pretty closely, very closely actually, with the problem of hypertension and other cardiovascular diseases. So our studies are about why that is. Why is it that fat in this one particular location, why is that the dangerous fat?
One of the things I saw in the press release about this was that you think there's a communication hormonally between the fat and blood vessels. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. So if one were to look at where the fat is inside the belly, you'll see it's very closely applied to the organs. It's essentially the organs are bathed in it. Fat is almost liquid at normal body temperature. And for a long time, it was thought that that was just coincidental. These two tissues, the fat and all the other organs, were just sort of located together. But subsequently, what we have found out, and others have contributed to this, is that there is a communication between the tissues. So the fat essentially talks to the other organs. And in our instance, because hypertension is a problem of blood vessels, we're interested in the blood vessels there. So the fat can actually talk to the blood vessels. And actually, interestingly enough, the blood vessels and other organs can talk to the fat. Now, this talk, of course, is not the way we're talking now, but this talk occurs via chemical means. So chemical signals are sent between the fat and the blood vessels and the blood vessels and the fat. We think it's this communication that is disordered that is the reason that some people have cardiovascular disease associated with having belly fat is this communication is disordered or dysfunctional in some way.
If it's hormonal, it's not probably constant. How do you catch it at the right time?
As far as we know, that the fat in the body is not very static. It's not like it gets laid down early on and then never ever changes. The fat in your body is constantly changing in response to different stimulation. For example, when you exercise, of course, fat breaks down. When you eat, you add lipids to the fat stores. In addition, what's now believed to be pretty important is the inflammation state of the fat. Fat, like all other tissues in the body, can become injured and inflamed. And what many people think, and I think our data is tending now to support, is that when the fat becomes inflamed, which it isn't always, but when it does become inflamed, that's when this communication between the fat and the blood vessels, the communication that we think is very important in causing high blood pressure, we think that's when the communication becomes such that the blood vessels respond to the messages they're receiving from the inflamed fat by constricting, getting smaller. And most people who know anything about blood pressure know when your blood vessels get smaller that the blood pressure goes up as a response. So that's the way we think it happens. And, of course, not always the case. If your fat doesn't have these changes, which we think is inflammation, then the communication will be pretty benign. The blood vessels will stay fairly wide open, and your blood pressure would stay down. That's our basic theory.
How are you going to find subjects for this?
So a lot of our work is done in animal models. And so they're not volunteers, of course. We dragoon them into our studies. And interestingly enough, animals overfed will get fat and accumulate fat in pretty much the same way other, you know, people, animals accumulate fat, though it's much, much more difficult, actually, to get animals to be truly obese and overweight than humans. And we're not completely sure why, except that animals, when you feed them high-fat food or high-caloric diets, which is what we do, they tend to eat less. People often don't because they eat for different reasons than hunger, of course. So our animal subjects we purchase, and we breed some here as well. Human subjects, of course, many, many, many more restrictions hold for studies on human subjects. We've been very fortunate in having a collaboration going with surgeons here in town who do bariatric surgery. And many of the patients who undergo bariatric surgery will consent to us having the extra tissue that is removed from them as part of the normal surgery. We don't get any special tissue, but as part of bariatric surgery, fat is removed from the body, blood vessels are removed from the body. Typically, those are just disposed of, but instead, we have someone there to collect them. And then, of course, with patient's consent, obviously. We collect some medical data on them as well. We don't know who the patients are, but we get anonymized medical data. We can find out if they have hypertension or not, or if they have a metabolic disease, if they have glucose sensitivity, diabetes. And what we then do is compare the function and structure of the fat from and blood vessels from these people. And what our main goal here is to look at the function and structure of fat and vessels that come from healthy people, because there are lots of obese people that are otherwise very healthy, compared to those who are obese but not healthy, who have cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes, and other disorders. And we hope by looking at the differences between these two, we can find what it is that's the key factor, what's the key conversation that's going on in the people who are overweight or obese and have cardiovascular disease that's causing the problem.
What are you hoping to do with this knowledge?
Well, ultimately, of course, everybody who does biomedical research hopes to impact medical care and to make patients better. A lot of people don't realize this, but there are many complications of being overweight or obese, but the most serious by far from the standpoint of imposing a significant increase in morbidity or mortality is actually the cardiovascular consequences. So our goal is not really to find a way to help people lose weight. That's not our specialty. That's not our expertise. But our goal is to uncouple body weight, and particularly the accumulation of fat in the belly, from the cardiovascular consequences. So our dream would be to find a way to not keep people from being overweight, perhaps, but if they are overweight, that they will not have high blood pressure. Most of the cardiovascular consequences of being overweight are related to having high blood pressure. So if we can just find that connection, we can make people who have a difficult time losing weight a lot more healthy.
Why belly fat specifically? I mean, why not behind fat? Why isn't that thought to be connected to high blood pressure?
That is an excellent, excellent question, actually. And that gets to the heart of what we're doing, because it's been known for a long time that the fat that accumulates in the belly seems to be uniquely linked. And our theory, what was really novel about what we're doing, is we think it's because it is local. Fat secretes hormones into the blood, and they can take those signals or that conversation anywhere in the body. And that's what the theory was in the past, that really the fat in the abdomen and the belly was creating hormones, sending it out all over the body, maybe working on the brain to tell the brain something, or working on blood vessels other places. We think that the blood vessels in the abdominal cavity are particularly important when it comes to controlling blood pressure. There's blood vessels all over the body, in the brain, in the kidneys, and in your muscles, and they all probably contribute to blood pressure. But our studies over the years have actually focused on the idea that it's the blood vessels in the intestinal organs, in the abdominal organs like the intestine, the stomach, and so forth, that are particularly important in blood pressure control. And so we think it's the fat being close by to these very important blood vessels. It's like being near the center of power. It's like being near Washington, D.C. You know, if you're a lobbyist, you want to be close because that way your influence will be greater. So we think it's like that with the fat in the belly, too. It's important because it's close to the blood vessels that are important. That was the fundamental innovation in our proposal, that it was the proximity that mattered. People already knew that the belly fat was important, but they didn't know why. And so no one had ever proposed before that it was simply the proximity to the key blood vessels. So that's the theory that we're working on. That's why it's very important for us to get blood vessels not just from anywhere in the body, but we want them from the intestinal region. And people getting bariatric surgery, of course, that's where the surgery happens to be. So we're really quite fortunate in being able to get tissue from that source. And of course, that's the population of interest as well, people that are quite overweight. Otherwise, you wouldn't be getting bariatric surgery.
Well, Dr. Greg Fink, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.